You may recall that Jesus said, Matthew chapter 23 and in verse 12, "And whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted." I'm sure that a lot of people might come to our minds when we hear that particular saying. There's some that seem a lot higher than others, and yet there are those that seem mighty, mighty low. And sometimes those that are high make themselves high by making others low. And if a person tries to do that consistently, he will find that he will not be successful. Especially when one is competing against someone that he knows he cannot win against. We have an example of this in the book of Acts, the 12th chapter. Here in the book of Acts, in chapter 12, we read about a certain Herod that was the king at this time. And in verse 1 of Acts chapter 12, Herod stretched out his hand to harass some of the church. And if that wasn't enough, in verse 2, he went out to the Lord's apostles. We're told that he killed James, the brother of John, with the sword. Now, by doing so, he might think, well, am I doing something fun? Am I doing something good? Well, we're told that in verse 3, it pleased the Jews. And when he got good feedback from doing these things, he proceeded further to seize Peter also. And so then Peter was thrown into prison. But as we continue studying in the book of Acts in chapter 12, we find that Peter did not stay in prison. In fact, in verse 5, we're told that constant prayer was offered to God for him by the church. You can hear, in a sense, that the church was in opposition to the ideal that Herod had. Herod wanted to do something against Peter, as he had done for similar to others, but yet the church was praying for Peter. We also know that James teaches us in chapter 5 and in verse 16 that the effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. Well, if we were to compare the characteristics with the church versus Herod, I believe you could see a vast difference. And no doubt, as the chapter went on, we find that the good did so-called win, because God heard the prayers of the church. The angel of the Lord helped Peter to escape from prison. And you can only imagine how Herod responded when Peter was released. In fact, he was very angry. He sent some people to go out and look for Peter, but no one could find him. And then, as verse 20 unfolds, we find again that Herod was very angry with the people of Tyre and Sidon. And as he began to be angry with them, there was a quarrel. There was a great speech that King Herod then was going to give, wearing his royal apparel and sitting then on the throne. And we're told that the people in verse 22 kept shouting, "The voice of a god and not of a man." Herod was escalating himself to the point that there were others that thought him to be a god. But we know very clearly that the Bible teaches us, God has made it very, very clear that he is the one, the only God. There is no other. He tells us this ever since he was the only one that could create everything in 6 days and rest on the seventh. the only one that could give the children of Israel a command to have no other gods before him. The one that showed his power, sending fire down from heaven to consume a sacrifice that Elijah had offered. And the prophets of Baal realized that their God could do nothing even though they prayed unto him. God is all powerful. God is all knowing. And God is a jealous God. In verse 23 of Acts chapter 12, then immediately an angel of the Lord struck him, because he did not give glory unto God. And he was eaten by worms and died. Because he gave himself the glory, because he did not give glory unto God, it cost him his life. God alone is worthy of glory. He alone is worthy of honor. The psalmist wrote in Psalm chapter 115 in verse 1, he says, not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but to your name give glory, because of your mercy, because of your truth. And yet, there are those today that still assume the life like Herod. There are those that John described in John chapter 12 in verse 42 and 43 that love the praise of men more than the praise of God. And yet, that is not what God wants. You see, Jesus said it himself in John chapter 5 in verses 41 and 44 that he did not receive honor from men, and even condemn the seeking honor from one another that does not come from God. If we are to assume this role like Herod did, we can also assume that at some point in time, God is going to pay us back for the things that we have done. But instead, if I'm on the same side with God, imagine the good that would come from that. Not only to myself, but to others. And that's what the very next verse tells us. In Acts chapter 12 and in verse 24, but the word of God grew and multiplied. By hindering those that preached and taught the word of God, it actually helped. There were those that were scattered. There were those that went everywhere preaching the word. Herod did something that we should not do. He opposed the word of God. He exalted himself. In fact, he learned that it was all in vain. God took care of that situation, and he is going to take care of all of us. And yet, if we humble ourselves and God is exalted, and if we are sharing the good news of the gospel of Christ, rather than hindering that, God is going to bless us in that regard. And that's something that we have to be encouraged to do each and every day. Tonight, are we allowing God to work through us? Are we helping to spread the good news of the gospel of Christ? This evening, we're about to sing a song of encouragement. If there is one tonight that needs to respond to the invitation, we encourage you to come as together we stand and sing.